Have you ever landed on a grass strip carved into the side of a mountain with nothing but pine trees, a river, and absolute silence waiting for you on the other end? I'm Ramp, and this is Ramped Check on Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you to a place that will ruin every paved runway you ever touch again. Johnson Creek Airport. Identifier 3U2, tucked into the mountains of central Idaho, right on the edge of the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, the biggest contiguous wilderness area in the lower 48 states. 2.3 million acres of nothing but granite peaks, whitewater rivers, and some of the most jaw-dropping backcountry airstrips on the planet. And Johnson Creek? It's the gateway. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, so let me set the scene for you. You're flying south out of McCall, Idaho. McCall is this beautiful little mountain town that sits at about 5,000 feet on the shore of Payette Lake. It's already gorgeous, but then you point the nose southeast and within minutes the terrain just swallows you, ridgelines rise up on both sides. The valleys get narrow, the trees get thick, and the GPS is showing you a little green dot that says 3U2, and you're thinking, there is no way there's an airport out here, and then you see it. A 3,400-foot grass strip sitting at an elevation of about 4,900 feet in a narrow valley along Johnson Creek. The runway is oriented roughly 17/35. You come in over the trees on the north end, and the wheels touch down on grass that has been maintained by volunteers. The Idaho Aviation Association takes care of this strip like it's their own backyard, because honestly, it kind of is. You roll out and you shut down the engine, and I'm not kidding, the first thing that hits you is the silence. There is nothing. No highway noise, no construction, no tower frequency, just wind in the pines and the sound of the creek running maybe 100 yards from the runway.
I was there last summer, and the first thing I did was just stand on the wing and stare. You're surrounded by mountains on every side. The Salmon River Mountains to the north, the ridges of the Frank Church Wilderness stretching south and east as far as you can see. The light comes through the valley in the morning at this angle that turns everything gold and green, and you feel like you've landed in a painting. But here's the thing about Johnson Creek, it's not just a pretty place to park your airplane, it's a community. There are maybe a dozen or so cabins along the strip, some of them privately owned, some maintained for public use. The Idaho Aviation Association has built and maintained camping areas right near the runway. I'm talking fire pits, vault toilets, picnic tables. You can literally fly in, pitch a tent under your wing, and spend the weekend. People do this all summer long, and the people, oh my gosh, the people you meet at Johnson Creek. I met a guy named Dale who has been flying his Cessna 180 into backcountry strips for over 30 years. 30 years he's got this weathered old 180 with tundra tires that look like they belong on a monster truck. And he knows every single strip in the Frank Church by heart. He told me about landing at Cabin Creek, at Thomas Creek, at Cold Meadows, places that don't even show up on most sectional charts. He pulled out a paper map, and I mean an actual folded paper map, and started pointing out strips that are basically just clearings in the forest where somebody once decided an airplane could fit. Dale told me something I will never forget. He said flying backcountry in Idaho is not about the airplane, it's about the decision-making. He said the mountains don't care how many hours you have, they care whether you understand the wind, the density, altitude, and your own limitations, and he's right, because backcountry flying in Idaho is serious business.
Let's talk about what it takes to get in here. Johnson Creek itself is relatively forgiving as backcountry strips go. 3,400 feet of grass, reasonably wide, decent approach paths on both ends, but you still need to know what you're doing. Density altitude in July can push well above 7,000 feet. The winds funnel through the valley and can shift on you without warning, and if you're coming in on runway 17, you've got rising terrain on your go-around path that demands you make the decision early. The Idaho Division of Aeronautics publishes a backcountry airstrip guide that is worth its weight in gold. Every strip has a diagram, notes on hazards, recommended approach procedures, even photos if you're planning a trip out here. That guide is your Bible, and you should plan a trip out here, seriously. Let me tell you why, from Johnson Creek. The whole Frank Church Wilderness opens up. You can fly to places that are genuinely unreachable by road. The Middle Fork of the Salmon River is one of the most famous whitewater rivers in the world, and there are airstrips along its banks where you can land, set up camp, and fish for cutthroat trout in water, so clear you can count the rocks on the bottom. There's Indian Creek, which is this narrow little strip that sits right on the Middle Fork. The approach takes you down through a canyon, and you are committed.
There is no go-around once you drop below the ridge-line, your landing period. That strip is not for beginners, but for experienced backcountry pilots it is the Holy Grail. Then there's Thomas Creek, shorter, tighter. The kind of strip where you need to be comfortable with your airplane's performance numbers, because the margin between a good landing and a very bad day is measured in hundreds of feet, not thousands.
I talked to a woman named Jess at the Johnson Creek fly-in campout, who was there with her family. She and her husband had their two kids with them, ages 8 and 11. They'd flown in from Boise in a Mole M7. She said they do this trip every July. It's their family vacation, no screens, no schedules. They hike, they fish, they sit around the campfire, and the kids play in the creek. And at night you can see the Milky Way like you cannot believe, because there is zero light pollution. Zero, Jess said. Something that stuck with me, she said, when they first started doing these trips. Her kids were nervous about the small airports and the grass strips. But now her 11-year-old studies the sectional chart on the way out and calls out landmarks from the back seat. She said backcountry flying turned her kids into navigators, into aviators, even though they're years away from the controls. That is incredible. That is what this is about. The fly-in community at Johnson Creek peaks in late June through August. On a good weekend, you might see 20-30 airplanes parked along the strip, Super Cubs, Moles, Cessna, 180s and 185s, the occasional Husky. You'll see a lot of bush tires, a lot of stall modifications. These airplanes are built for this work, and the pilots who fly them take an enormous amount of pride in their machines. I watched a guy in a Piper Super Cub land in what felt like 200 feet. He came over the trees, chopped power, dropped it on the numbers, and was stopped before I could finish saying what the heck. He got out grinning like he'd just aced a check ride. I asked him how many times he'd been into Johnson Creek. He said he stopped counting at 300 trips to the same grass strip in the Idaho Mountains. I asked him why. Why this strip? Why over and over? He said, because it's never the same strip twice. The wind is different. The grass is different lengths through the season. The light changes. The river rises and falls. He said every landing is a conversation with the terrain, and he never gets tired of it. You have to understand something about Idaho backcountry pilots. They are a different breed. These are people who maintain their own airstrips with hand tools. The Idaho Aviation Association organizes volunteer work parties every year, where pilots fly in with chainsaws and rakes, and they clear brush and fill holes and rebuild windsocks. They do this because the state doesn't have the budget to maintain all these strips, and if the volunteers don't do it, the strips disappear. And some have disappeared. That's the sad reality. Strips that were active 30-40 years ago are now overgrown. Gone, swallowed back into the wilderness. Every strip that gets maintained is a victory. Everyone that gets lost is a piece of aviation heritage that can't come back. The Idaho Aviation Association fights like crazy to keep these strips open. They work with the United States Forest Service, with the state, with private landowners. It is a constant effort, and those volunteers are heroes, full stop. Now let me talk about getting there if you're coming from out of state. McCall, Idaho, is your staging base. The airport identifier is Mike Charlie Lima. It's a paved strip with fuel, a nice little terminal, and it's walking distance into town where you can get supplies, grab a meal, and plan your backcountry adventure. McCall is also where you'll find backcountry flying courses if you've never done this before, and I want to be really clear about this. If you have never flown backcountry, do not just point your airplane at Johnson Creek and go get training first. There are several outfits in McCall and around Idaho that offer mountain flying and backcountry courses. They will take you up with an instructor who knows these valleys and these strips, and they will teach you the skills that keep you alive. Canyon turns, wind assessment, performance calculations at density altitude, go around decision points. This is not the same as flying the traffic pattern at your home airport. McCall Aviation, right there on the field, has been teaching backcountry flying for years. They know every strip, every canyon, every wind pattern in the region. A couple of days with an instructor and you'll have the foundation to start exploring on your own.
But even with training, start at Johnson Creek. It's the most accessible, the most forgiving, the best introduction to what backcountry flying is all about. Get comfortable there, learn the rhythms, talk to the pilots on the ramp. They will tell you everything you need to know, because backcountry pilots are some of the most generous, welcoming aviators you will ever meet. One more thing I have to tell you about the sunsets. I know, everybody talks about sunsets.
But I'm standing at Johnson Creek at about 8:30 in the evening in mid-July, and the sun drops behind the western ridge, and the sky goes through every shade of orange and pink and purple that exists, and the valley fills with this cool air that smells like pine and wood smoke from somebody's campfire, and you can hear the creek and absolutely nothing else. And your airplane is right there, parked on the grass, and you think, this is why I learnt to fly, this is why all of it, the lessons, the check ride, the hours, this moment right here. You have got to go to Johnson Creek, big thanks to the Idaho Aviation Association for everything they do keeping these strips alive, and to every backcountry pilot who shared their stories on the ramp. Fly safe, and maybe I'll see you on the grass at 3U2 this summer. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp to check on Radio Hangar, radiohangar.com.